Lisseed Secondary School in Oya District is facing a serious shortage of teachers, affecting learning at the newly established institution. Fred Makewilobo, the Speaker of Lee Sub-County Council, says while parents and local leaders appreciate the government for establishing the Lisseed Secondary School, only one head teacher has so far been deployed by the Ministry of Public Service, with no classroom teachers on the government payroll. Wilobo, who is also the male councillor for Lee Sub-County, says the gap has forced parents to hire 9 teachers using PTA contributions to support learners currently in Senior 1 and Senior 2. He adds that the situation is worsened by the fact that only deployed head teacher is not fully stationed at the school, as she is also attached to Puron Lisseed Secondary School.
Request the government, if we are constructing the Lisseed Secondary School, we need also to plan how to recruit teachers to support our children, which we are sending them there. Because right now in Lisseed Secondary School, we have a number of students who are there, but the problem now, the teachers. We only have PTA teachers, which always come once in a while. We have only one permanent teacher who are there, but he is also the teacher of around Lisseed Secondary School.
The Nwoya District Education Officer, Philip Soriema, has confirmed the situation, noting that although the school is still under construction, learning began in 2025 with Senior 1 students and expanded to Senior 2 in 2026. Soriema explained that the Ministry of Public Service recruits and deploys teachers to Lisseed Secondary Schools on a quarterly basis. He says more teachers will be posted once key infrastructure, including classrooms, administration blocks, and laboratories are constructed. He has, however, commended parents for their support in hiring teachers, noting that the school has helped reduce the long distance that students previously had to travel to access secondary school.